You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Seven minutes after 7, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. If you missed the first hour, we talked about the things that just bad things seem to happen to people who make fun of the that we only have 32 people that listen to the show. Just gonna let everyone know that. From Mike Varney down to Wadzak. Just don't go there. It's okay. You know, the thing is, you can attack us on our ideas. No one ever says we're wrong on our ideas. Right? No one. What have we been wrong about on this town yet? I mean, we're like Nostradamus and we're a stats team all put together. We got it all.
The whole bit.
I'm going to toot our own horn. What have we been wrong on? What do I got? Call me. What have I been wrong on? There's got to be something. I'm not 100%er, but I'm probably 97%. Just saying.
Fake news.
Donald, calm yourself. Honor Flight Wing Ding coming up a week from Saturday. Please join us. I need as many people to show up because we want to drive the prices up on raffle prizes. We're not lowballing raffle prizes. That's a dishonor to our veterans. Be there or be square, 5 o'clock, August 17th. You must let me know you're coming at wakeuptucson@gmail.com. $45 payable at the door. Get you dinner, dancing. Jim Bednarik, him and I were just working on playlists. This is going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Please join us. All right.
Going to raise a lot of money to send our veterans to Washington, D.C. to see their monuments and memorials.
Amen. Let's see. Jim White, proud member of the 32 Club. Actually, Jim's nailed it.
You know.
That's what we're going to call it, the 32 Club.
End up selling 10,000 membership cards to the group of 32.
Ted Maxwell has a show today.
Yes.
That has people that talk and microphones on it. And he has a dude. I asked him this morning. Hold on. It's getting there. He's got Michael Cabrera. He's the director of School of Mining and Resources.
All right.
And Governor Ducey's former Governor Ducey's director of ADEQ, which they might be talking about something that's rhymes with Opperworld. That'll be good.
Operation Lincoln.
I didn't want to say it because I didn't want Rahina to have a conniption about it.
Don't want those good paying jobs.
All right. Now, I don't know if you know this.
I probably don't.
But Tucson, the city of Tucson, some of its louder outputters of ideas and words coming out of hot air mouths.
All right.
Okay. And city government is stupid. And weird and bizarre.
Weird, that's the word.
Right?
That is the word of the moment.
This is so gold.
Okay.
Not that Zach. No beard today.
On the edge of my seat here. Come on, quit teasing.
Zach Jackson.
Okay.
We call him Zach Jack.
Okay.
Over at KVOA.
All right.
Nikki Lee had protesters at her house. Okay. On the morning of August 2nd.
Friday.
A group of...
Before 6. You know, they got up that early, but...
That's true.
Silly me.
They were sleeping at the fentanyl camp in the bush, in the bushes behind her house. A group of protesters came to our... This is her statement. Came to our home to demand that I... untable.
Madam, we demand you untable.
Do you have that Ed Alexander sound drop of "You're so dumb"? Because I need it Tell me when you're ready, because I need it really bad for this one. All right, I'm going to keep going. You just give me thumbs up when it's ready to go. I untable a symbolic ceasefire resolution that was discussed during the April 9th study session. Let's go to...
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
The group began protesting in front of our house at 5:50 a.m. in the morning and proceeded to disturb the peace in the neighborhood on private property. Nikki's worried about private property now. People doing bad things on private property? You mean like everyone else is getting destroyed by fentanyl criminals throughout town? She's a big private property girl now. I'm not saying she should be putting up with this crap. I'm just saying it's ironic. TPD arrived and the group dissipated. For context, the symbolic...
Run away! Run away! It's like...
The symbolic ceasefire item was not tabled in April. The item brought forward by Lane Santa Cruz was discussed. Each member spoke on it. Our community was deeply divided at the time and still about their local government choosing a side and further dividing our community. I love when the left eats their own. Oh, we eat our own on our side all the time. Trust me. Again, if you're a Republican, do not go to the Pima County Republican Facebook page. You will be drinking Drano by the time you get through the third post. And read the comments. They should call it Drink Drano Facebook page, the Pima County Republican page. When exploring language, back to Nikki, when exploring language for a potential symbolic ceasefire resolution with the community, it's clear there's no path to consensus on resolution language that all parties could agree on. So let's say, remember, think about this. You're someone who's in the middle of getting your ass beat up by your boyfriend and the cops can't show up because there's no cops, right? You're the business owner who's been broken in four times. And they just keep ripping off your stuff, right? You're the business owner that when your employees try to come in, there's a whole bunch of needles, foil wrappers, and human defecation in front of your street. And these people are like, what's our symbolic ceasefire resolution? This is a hell of a long. Zach Jackson didn't work so long on this. It's all
her statement. That's all it is. If you look at it,
this just tells you how I keep telling when Nikki was on with Ted a couple months ago, she shakes my hand. And I go, and you are again? Well, I'm Nikki Lee. I go, no, you're not. You mean you're still on the council? Nikki Lee has been a waste of time and she shouldn't be. She is probably possibly the brightest, smartest person on that. It's sure not the dude. Right? You know what I love? I have people telling me that the dude wants to be mayor. He's praying that Rahina goes to take Papa Grijalva's spot in Congress and the dude's mayor. Now let me tell you something, dude. You will be Steve Farley'd in 4 seconds. Your transgressions on a possible boat, on a possible trio trip to San Diego, will be brought back. That employee on whatever happened, she's already been recorded on HD video. When Rahina goes, Lane Santa Cruz is the next mayor of Tucson. Don't ever fool yourself. Paul, for your own sake, I know this is part of your ego, and you got to live up to all of daddy's expectations. Just quit, dude. Just go work on your... You love coaching and doing that? Go coach. Stop being a city council. Stop living with... If you really have these delusions of grandeur, you're going to be mayor. Just stop. It's not worth it. Lane Santa Cruz is going to squash you like a bug. On that note, again, Palestinian protesters at Nikki Lee's house demanding her to untable. This is like a, you know, this is like a, you imagine you're asleep. Now, don't get me wrong. When you look
you
at
hear the bad drum circle starting up,
right? And they're
just
like,
atrocious.
And her husband's like, what's a fun table? What are they talking about? A fun table? I don't know what you're talking about, honey. Oh, untable. Untable. I mean, now, here's the best part. The picture that they have here of these freaks, I would have to say there are, hold on, we got, I want to get my finger out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 11.
Plus the guy that shot the picture.
Plus the guy that shot the picture. Okay. What's amazing is nothing I like better than super terrifically white people wearing their little head, their little
keffiyehs.
Yes. Now, if I wore a keffiyeh in the studio,
cultural appropriation,
I'd be the biggest racist humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be the, that guy's like the David Duke of radio. These whiteys can wear it, but they're lefties, right? And go harass a councilwoman at her house and with her kids in the house, right? And
right.
We don't hear anything about that, right? White people in
the mayor is too busy tweeting about Megan Thee Stallion and Hotties for Harris. She can't even stand up for one of her fellow council members.
This
happened on Friday.
That's
crickets. Crickets. And the star, crickets. Oh, Laura Conover, we think 4 more years she'll learn how to stand up for battered women. You know, that's where they're at. Crickets.
It's true.
But 4 more years, I think she'll get her brain wrapped around the idea of protecting battered women.
Let's see. Let's go to break. We'll go through her Facebook page. We'll go through Rahina's Facebook page and Twitter page and see what she's working on.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's. I think that would be good.
And we'll see what she's got, if her eye's on the ball here in Tucson. So
eyes on the ball.
And no, Doug Imhoff did not ask about the hotness of Mr. Waltz's housekeeper or nanny on the criteria of whether or not
you have one more test to pass before we can name you vice presidential candidate.
You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news doc. Joe Higgins' favorite name group ever, Johnny Hates Jazz. Here we go. All right. So Nikki Haley gets verbally assaulted at 5:50 in the morning by protests.
Lee.
Oh, Mickey Lee. I apologize.
Not Mickey Lee. Not Nikki. Yes.
Not Haley. Nikki Haley.
Right.
Actually, I've seen Nikki Haley as many times as Nikki Lee.
Who says it couldn't happen?
I mean, it's like, what, Nikki, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for everyone to move on or move out of Tucson before you finally become a councilwoman? I mean, for God's sakes, useless Kevin Dahl does more than you. And he's useless.
Well, I mean, in fairness to her, when this time-wasting issue came up and everybody had to go, they had to go around the table and do these gut-wrenching, oh, I'm really struggling with this decision. She's like, look, it's a divisive topic. We've got other things to do. I mean, to her credit.
So let's get to...
everything you said is right. She gets quick police response. You know, other people have to... I get it. Everything you said is right.
So Nikki Lee got reelected, right?
Yes.
What is she known for?
I don't know.
What does she do?
Taking months to fix a piece of playground equipment in Rita Ranch.
I mean, what is she known for?
I don't know.
All right, let's go through Rahina Romero's.
It's still wrong what the protesters did.
Of course, absolutely. Let's go through Rahina's Twitter page. The road to the White House goes through Arizona. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris secures the nomination. She forgets to talk about all the Democrats who voted
secured the nomination by running in the primaries. or by getting it handed to her.
I'm getting it handed to her.
Thank you.
Then there's the UAW guy with her good-paying union jobs. There's Megan Thee Stallion saying, "Let's get it done, hotties." She, of course, she liked that. Let's see. Let's get to work. Harris. Then thank you to Joe Biden for his selfless dedication to our country, where she shows this picture of both of them in the White House where he's looking like a zombie and she's got that weird grin. She looks like that Joker smile, and she's like right in his face going, ah. Okay, so that's her personal page. Let's see what she thinks. So remember, her own... the problem with Nikki Lee is she's not a badass supermama. She wasn't included in that. Okay.
We need to have characteristics of badass super. What truly makes a badass supermama?
Definitely on the lower rung of what's going on. So she has August 4th. We're doing handing out cooling kits to people, including Estevan Park, which she... gave taxpayer
$75,000
to the collective people to basically
to enable
and these people taking over.
That she's taking credit now for
correct
taking down
household hazardous waste pickup, a splash pad opening, city of Tucson's going to reduce barriers to building affordable housing, mayor's message. That's about it. We love brush and bulky. That's it. Nikki, basically, in Raheena Romero's world, Nikki Lee can go to hell. That's what we've learned. Nikki Lee is a second. I love that Nikki Lee gets treated like a secondhand citizen by her own fellow female Democrat. So, thanks for all your dedication to Tucson, Nikki. Raheena thinks you're trash. That's all I can tell you. She doesn't care. You didn't come out against Israel and didn't come out as a Jew hater. That puts you as probably a little bit of a second class citizen with the lefties in this town. I mean, remember Raheena had to be shamed by the Hernandez sisters during all of this. Just saying. What's stupid? Oh, let's go to the sign on Fort Lowell and Country Club from this business owner. Okay. And then we'll take it to Bud Foster inserting his head in the hind quarters of a human being. Wake up. Any song that has Leonard Nimoy's sound sample of pure energy, I'm there. Hey, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Matt and I were talking off air about the Nikki Lee protesters and Zach Jackson. Now you need to go over. Here's quote, journalism 101 is you go to the mayor and say, what do you think about this? Right? Just do you condemn what happened to Nikki Lee? Right? This did remind me, this one is wild and wacky about journalism.
Okay.
There was a story. Let's see. There was a story that someone did here. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Oh, it was that one. Hold on. I'm going to get there. Oh, that's okay. Here we go. It was a story that someone did, and they actually admitted at the bottom that it was written by AI. But then they had the gall to put their name on the actual story. I got to find this. This is so good. Ah, my brain's running out here. All right, we'll find it. All right, I want to get to this this one picture that was on... now, if you missed it, There's a guy, a fentanyl guy, climbed up the traffic light at 12th and Irvington. And his listener, Kevin, said if he fell down and crashed on your car, they might sue you for hitting him.
For being there.
So Rahina Romero's Tucson now has Fenty guys possibly falling from the sky. I couldn't make that up. I mean, that's magical. Okay. But this other sign was unbelievable. And this is over on, this is the self-serve car wash on Fort Lowell and Country Club. Now, there's an old Saturday Night Live skit for a fake commercial in the late 80s called Bad Idea Jeans. Right? And these guys are putting their shoes on to play basketball wearing these jeans, and they would just say these things and they go, Bad Idea Jeans. Right? It's like, oh, now that the affair's over and she moved to Europe, I'm going to tell my wife, Bad Idea. Right? That kind of thing. Right? That's the whole premise. I'm going to open a self-serve car wash on Fort Lowell and Country Club. Bad idea. So the guy who owns it said another business closed due to crime. He painted it on the side of his own building. And it says, refund the police. I said, it's not bad. That, you know, I sent it out yesterday. I'm like, you want Tucson in one picture? That's your picture, man. Let's see. What's Lindy? I had a project for that empty corner across the street put on hold. We don't want to build and deal with theft from that site right now. Look at that. Let's see. Grant Rowe. I challenge anyone to safely be able to go to the Quick Trip west of there at Fort Lowell and Oracle to get gas or their drink. Was practically accosted three times last week just walking from my car into the next door patio connection. And when I got in the store, there was a tweaker they were trying to get out of there, same way on the way out. Kane, that might be the worst bus stop in town. I'm telling you, man, that's Tucson in a nutshell. Another business closed due to crime. Refund the police. That should be a t-shirt. Let's get Charles Heller on the line. Charles, what's up, buddy?
You know, I was thinking with that tweaker scaling the traffic signal, maybe you ought to play George of the Jungle for the next bumper music.
I'm thinking we should be paying him to fix the traffic lights. We don't need one of those. Gene, we don't need one of those bucket trucks. I got this guy.
Yeah, maybe Gene Chastain should re-record the song. Though I'd rather be leaving Tucson, but I digress. I mainly called for a reason, and that is today is a famous day in history. August 6th is Hiroshima Day.
Yep.
Or if you want to celebrate something, say Happy Enola Gay Day, and no one could be against you if you say Enola Gay. So,
yeah,
I think it's an important day in history, and we shouldn't forget it. And also August 9th for Nagasaki.
Yep. Charles, thanks for the call as always, my friend. Have a good day.
Yep.
790-2040 is the phone number. So you guys know what's going on out there. You know it better than anybody, right? Guys like Windows Chris walking around, doing their thing. They know what's shaking. Bud Foster, well, let's do this. I want to get to this. I'm just going to tell you, Bud Foster did a story with Rahina Romero that's called Tucson City Leaders Tout Numbers Achieved in Homeless Encampment Cleanup. And I don't believe it. We should have it monthly because things are moving so fast about their update that they get. Now I want you to think about where she said the Tucson, the bus is not the crime bus. Get this in your brain. Here's another whopper. This is at a Romero's pie hole. There are some out there that are saying we as a mayor or council don't care about this issue. That is a patently false statement, unquote. Ha 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 ha. Pio Nuevo over here on Golf Links is bigger than better than ever. They say 300 people in 3 months have been taken out of homeless encampments and put into permanent housing. Nearly half of those are children. I'm telling you, the children aren't in the encampments. They're not. There's not children in the encampments. Those are coming from other things that either they can't afford their rent or something's going on with their life. Don't tell me they pulled 150 kids out of encampments, because that's horse crap also. So it says, oh, they get 43 calls a week to clean up encampments, and they've only cleaned up 300 in 3 months, where they're saying 150 of those are adults. Okay, so now we're down to 350, 150 adults. Then how many of those adults are attached with the children who are not living in encampments? Because that's horse crap too. All right, so what are we down to? They moved 80 guys in 3 months. Big freaking whoop. Bud Foster's report, this is like a PSYOP operation for Raheena Romero. Don't blank down my back and tell me it's raining. Matt, actually, we got to get going because we have an interview coming up. So we got a hard one right now. So he's making coffee. But this guy, I mean, he's like Ben Vereen. He's a triple threat. Act, sing, dance. That's what he does. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. We are celebrating presidential year 1988. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Here we go. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Kent from the Sausage Shop. Here's the first for me. The homeless street lady had to put her makeup on before she would leave the premises. Keep it crappy, Tucson. It's a show out there, kids. It's a show. 7:46 in the morning. Remember, a week from this Saturday is our amazing, on August 17th, 5 p.m., it's our Southern Arizona Honor Flight fundraiser to help fly World War II, the few of them that are left, Korean War vets and Vietnam vets, to D.C. to visit the war memorials. It provides closure and just good healing for a lot of things. And also they share it with their families. Usually a guardian has to go with them anyway. And it could be a friend or a family member. Matt did it with his beloved father. And I knew it was everything and that and more. So
amazing.
So you got to RSVP wakeuptucson@gmail.com. $45 out the door. Night at the USO, dinner dancing. Jim Bednarik, our Hall of Fame DJ, is going to provide all the tunes. We have our friend Stephen Levine from RJP Planning, and we're going to find out why not having a comprehensive estate plan in Arizona could put your finances and health care at risk and jeopardize the inheritance of those you love. Stephen, welcome back. How are you doing, sir?
Chris, good to be back. How are you?
Not too bad. Are the kids back in school already?
Yeah, yesterday was first day of kindergarten, so for one of them.
All right.
They're finally back.
So yeah, summer, you went to Legoland for summer, right? You did the Legoland thing?
Remember, we pivoted. We went to SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, that's right.
Legoland next time.
Okay.
The 2.5-year-old is not going to remember it anyway, so... It's more for the adults, I think. So it's selfishly, it's what do I want to do? And they're just kind of along for the ride, and they're happy, you know, playing with a stick or a rock.
So who knows? I was going to ask you this today. What was Steven's favorite part of SeaWorld?
Favorite part of SeaWorld is probably...
Don't say leaving it.
it was probably seeing my wife. She was worried about not getting wet. She didn't want to get her socks wet and her makeup. So we sat right outside the splash zone, and just with her luck, the well came and splashed. And it was probably the one time in history that it went 5 rows over the splash zone, and it just targeted her. And so, of course, I got in trouble.
Because you bought the tickets that were too close. Is that what you got in trouble for?
No, it's open seating, and I was like, "Yeah, I think we'll be fine right here." But I think it was me laughing at her when she got splashed was kind of the nail in the coffin for me.
I think that sounds about right. I'm okay with that. So several surveys out there are suggesting that 2/3 of Americans find estate planning confusing. I can't believe it's only 2/3. Can you please? I mean, I think I know why, but explain why people put off creating the estate plan, because I know they don't like confronting mortality, but tell us more.
I mean, it's job's very morbid, and you know, I'm going through the trust and talking about death, and then we get to the very end. I'm like, okay, now this is the morbid part. And they look at me like, this is the morbid part. And I said, well, this is the life support, living will. But yeah, it's people don't like talking about it. What usually kind of spurs people to come in is they have a family member or a friend or their parents. Somebody passes away and they see firsthand the horror of trying to clean up somebody's estate. And either they see it from the side of they didn't have estate planning documents in place and this is a nightmare for the family going through cleaning up their family estate, or they see it. This person that passed away actually went through the process of getting the proper estate planning documents in place ahead of time, and they see just how seamless and much more simple, easy it is for the family members picking up the pieces. Everything's organized for them. So either one of those two usually spurs them to come in. But the problem is a lot of people that don't experience that firsthand, they have no idea, and they just assume that planning is super complicated, or maybe they try to do it themselves, or they don't seek legal help, and it's just way too much. Or the other issue too is they think it's going to be super extreme, it's a cost, high cost, and they just think, you know, people that are of super high net worth, you know, millionaires, billionaires, they're the ones that have trust, not for normal average people. But that could be further from the truth. So you know, what we do at RJP Estate Planning is it's a lot more cost effective than people think. People are shocked when they come in and see the price. And we basically just sit down, ask questions, and put everything together, make it extremely simple, and make the process very, very, very smooth.
In our world, my brother of blue chip planning, when we talk about estate planning on the insurance side, we always say, well, you write the smaller check now, or everyone can write a really, really big check later to people like the IRS. So,
yep. And I always say it's harder to die.
Right. Steven, another priority is people protecting their wealth, not only the loved ones on the day they inherit it, but also for themselves. Inflation topped out at 9.1% in the last year or so. It lowered the purchasing power of everybody, especially people at retirement who are living on fixed incomes. So I know you guys can help people preserve their wealth, but can you talk about the impact inflation has on these retirees' purchasing power?
Yes, you know, Chris, even though inflation's fallen from about 40-year high, about 9.1%, it's hovering around 3% now, the U.S. dollar's lost 40% of its value since 2004. That means today, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index, $1 buys you about 62% of what you could buy in 2004. So inflation is making it extremely challenging for retirees, especially on income, to afford basic living expenses. You know, everything's going up. The dollar's going down. Over time, if your retirement doesn't keep pace with inflation, it's going to significantly impact the standard of living. So the cost of goods, services will increase in the next 10 to 20 years, meaning the money, more money it's going to take to buy the same things that you're buying now in the next 10 to 20 years. So, we know the cost of gas is old, cost of electricity is nearly old. Even though inflation's hovering around 3% today, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, he's hinted about a Fed rate cut coming soon because inflation's nearing the 2% target of the Fed. Employment numbers are on a rise. Even if inflation, say, it's around 2%, we've seen what history tells us is the average inflation between 2004 and 2024 is just under 2.6% a year. So you multiply that by 20 years, and your cumulative inflation percentage is over 66%. So people are living longer, healthcare is getting more expensive. We really preach at RJP, you need to have control of strategies to help fight inflation. Our job at estate planning is protection, protect from probate. That's how we use the trust, living trust as a tool. And we also protect from market risk, protect for guaranteed income. People have money, and what we've seen in the market taking a beating here of recently, people can't afford to double dip from their retirement. They can't afford to take a 20% loss with a market correction or a market crash and also pull money out for income. I mean, they're just going to deplete that bucket a lot faster. So it's all about protection and making that dollar last longer and do through retirement. And obviously, the goal is to leave as much money for family if that's your wish as well.
Hey, your cell phone, for whatever reason, I don't know if you got to like stand on one foot in the corner of your office. You kind of broke up a little bit there, so I don't know if there's a better way, or I don't know if you want to call back. I just want to, you got some good meat on what you're saying. I just want to make sure that we're getting all of it. Do you want to? Is there a better spot you can stand in? Do you want to call back? I just want to make sure people are understanding every word you're saying. What do you want to do?
Sure. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Sound better. So let's see how it goes. So for a review for everyone, how can RJP Estate Planning help us protect our estate, including our assets and our loved ones? Let's start there.
Sure. So, and let me know, cut me off if I start breaking up.
I will.
What's going on. But yeah, so what I was saying is, you know, in estate planning, what RJP specializes in is protection. So there's basically two tools that we use. You want to protect yourself from probate. So if you pass away, we want to make sure we have the right estate planning documents in place to prevent you and your estate from going to probate. So that's where like a living will comes in place. The second type of protection that we offer is risk management. So that has to do with your retirement income, your investments. What we've seen, you know, week is the market's just been taking a beating. And so, unfortunately, people that are on fixed income or they have nest egg, or they have their IRAs, 401ks, they can't afford to take a 20-30% dip because they're double dipping out of their retirement. They're not only losing money in the market, but they're also taking money for income. And so if there's a way that we can help protect that, protect your nest egg, get guaranteed income, protection from the market, that's another way that our risk management advisors can also help clients. So it's sort of a one-stop shop for protection. That's what RJP Estate Planning does.
So after you hear that, this is the time for the listeners to get the estate plan created now. And again, so review for us again also, how can they protect themselves against the inflation right now while they're alive? Uh-oh. Okay, you're back. You disappeared for about 3 seconds. All right, so just
I
give us.
I promise I didn't move.
Give us a review about protecting people on the inflation while they're alive.
Sure. So to catch what I was talking about with the Federal Reserve rate cut and chairman.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we got that. So yeah, so way to protect from inflation is there are different investment strategies that not only can protect your principal from market declines, but there's also strategies that can provide guaranteed income for life. So some people are more on the fence where I just need guaranteed income for the rest of my life. If the market crashes, no matter what happens, I need this money to supplement my Social Security or my pension. And I need it to last forever, not only for my life, but for my spouse's life. That's one way to do it. Another way is really just market preservation and growth strategies. So like I was saying, is a lot of people can't afford for another major market crash to occur. They don't have the time to make the money up or wait for the market to rebound because they're in retirement and they're using that retirement asset to start drawing income from. So they don't want to start double dipping. So at RJP, not only do we protect your estate from probate, using a trust, but we also protect with the risk management strategy. So when you come in to meet with us, basically we know you're there to create a trust.
Stephen, we're run out of time, so I want to get this the some contact stuff out. Remember, if you're at least 60 years old, take advantage of RJP Estate Planning's low summer pricing for a comprehensive estate plan that includes a living trust. Ask how they can preserve your principal to get guaranteed lifetime income. Call 520-441-4523. That's 520-441-4523. Sorry, 520-441-4523 for RJP Estate Planning. Call today to schedule your free consultation, 441-4523. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris. You too.